Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Fascinating.
For over 30 years and still, your inside look into boxing and mixed martial arts.
What the hell's going on out here?
Heard live around the world and brought to you by the World Boxing Organization.
Yeah.
And now, live from the Ring Talk Studios in San Francisco, here's the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Down goes Frazier! Down goes Frazier! And Foreman is as poised as can be!
Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos! Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Yes, the man was correct. My name is Pedro Fernandez, the often imitated but never duplicated undisputed heavyweight champion on the radio, as well as having defended that title off, forget this, better than 34 years. In this hour, I bring you both the former world heavyweight champion and the current world heavyweight champion. That's right, I'm talking UFC, baby. Stipe Miocic, losing the title, a boxer, a golden glove champion. I told you before, there's so many different ways to win and lose in the world of mixed martial arts. I mean, who would imagine a wrestler, Cormier, a world-class wrestler, former amateur world champion, okay, knocking out a renowned golden glove champion, the current world heavyweight champion, Stipe Miocic, knocked him out in the first round with a right hook. Pretty amazing punch. Got to give Cormier all kinds of props. I gave him no chance. Slim and none. I thought Slim left town. You know, that's just the way it was. But like I said, in the world of mixed martial arts, things can change in the blink of an eye, and they sure did for Stipe Miocic. Of course, Miocic in control, having his man up against the cage until Cormier knocked him dead. Bottom line is, the new world heavyweight champion will be here talking Brock Lesnar, of all people. That's right. Brock Lesnar, back in the groove now, baby. Brock, the former or current WWE Universal Champion, I believe, going to do his thing now in the world of mixed martial arts. Once again, get this. I hear he's already being tested for steroids. We'll hear from Dana White in about 40 minutes past hour. Lots of things to talk about. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7529. The guilt-free, no-commitment text line. Text us. 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. The Ring Talk text line. You're tuned to Ring Talk live on Sports Byline, baby.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
So who would have thought that Daniel Cormier would knock out Stipe Miocic? Stipe Miocic, a Golden Glove champion, much like myself. God, getting knocked out. I'm not saying that's a bad thing, you know, because Cormier is a world-class fighter. And Cormier won the Strikeforce Grand Prix Heavyweight Championship Tournament down there in San Jose, of course, at the SCP Pavilion or the Shark Tank, call it what you want, of course. And then he, in the process, beat Frank Mir. A two-time UFC heavyweight champion. He beat, of course, Josh Barnett. He beat some good guys along the line, no doubt about it. Okay, so, I mean, he's really a heavyweight. He struggles to get down to 205 pounds, I'm told. Of course, he's really a light guy, a pudgy guy, you know, sort of soft. I mean, when Anderson Silva exposed him and kicked him in the side about a year and a half, 2 years ago in that last-minute fight he took when John Jones failed at the a steroid test just prior to the fight, you know, that was his telltale sign how to beat Daniel Cormier. I guess these guys didn't take notice of that because Stipe Miocic last night tried to he tried to go in there and wrestle with him. He pushed him against the wall, this and that. Should have just kept it boxing from the long. You're the bigger guy. You got the reach. You know, you got the size. You're the naturally bigger man. You should be utilizing your size and the fact that you're a boxer. I mean, you're a Golden Glove boxer. Before you were an MMA guy, you were a Golden Glove boxer. Pal, go back to what brought you there. Stand tall and box. What happened? He wanted to wrestle with Cormier, and that wasn't too cool. Pushed him up against the side of the cage, and all that was fine and dandy until Cormier landed that big shot and knocked him out. Now, with an abundance of class, didn't have to do this, but Stipe Miocic stuck around for a post-fight interview. His Stippy, the ex-champion.
Stipe, of course, a disappointing result for you tonight. Can you put into words, I guess, kind of what the emotions are for you right now?
Oh, it sucks. Losing is not fun at all. I mean, it sucks. But, you know, in perspective, I look at it. I'm going home right now. My beautiful wife is having my child. The better things in life than losing. You know, it sucks. You know, I want to come back, get a rematch, of course. But listen, right now, it's DC's day. Good for him.
Can you talk about how you thought the fight was playing out? Because it did seem like you were having some success early on.
I think I was winning the fight. You know, I took him down one time for a little bit. You know, I was home against the cage. You know, he was some good shots, and I was him with some good shots. You know, I was going back and forth, but I thought I was backing him up a lot more. And then, you know, caught with a good right hand. Whoever it was, elbow, I think it was. I don't know, something. He's caught right hand, whatever it was. A good shot. What are you going to do? It's part of the game. Heavyweights. Like I say all the time.
Yeah, you mentioned your family. I mean, you're the last guy to make any excuses or take away from D.C., but, I mean, how much was what was going on weighing on you this week?
I lost. Plain and simple. I mean, there's no excuses. He's a better man tonight.
Thank you, Steve.
Just, Stevie, I just wanted to ask you, early on, you know, you were keeping DC at the end of the right hand, and it seemed like he was able to close the distance on you. Did he do something to be able to get himself inside where, you know, he landed that one combination, that 1-2, and a couple shots on the inside where he seemed to get closer?
No, I mean, I think I was doing everything right. I felt comfortable, and then I just, like I said, you got me that overhand right, like getting out of the clinch, and it was a weird angle. It's, you know, what are you going to do? You know, game over.
And did you, you know, how bad, like when you went down, were you out or, you know,
I mean, I got hit a couple times, and then the ref jumped in. I looked at him, like, what are you doing? And then, I mean, it was definitely a good stoppage. You know, he hit me with 300 punches, and what are you going to do?
Stipe, how you doing? Dana says Stipe's not done yet. He's one of the best in the world, and he'll be back. For you, your future, I know you want to go home and enjoy the birth of your daughter, but, you know, where do you kind of go from here, I guess?
Home. I'm going to go home. That's all I care about right now. I'm going to go home. I mean, listen, And that's all you guys want to hear. Who's next? We want to, of course, I want to rematch. There's no question. But right now, I got bigger fish to fry, man. I got my daughter out of the way. That's a battle I got to win right there.
Do you know how much time you want to take off? I mean,
no, right now to enjoy my daughter, enjoy my family. We're starting a family. Heaven's here. Hopefully not right now. So far my wife's good. So I'm trying to get home. I got a plane waiting for me right now. I'm gonna fly home and get home early in the morning and get to hang out with her.
And you described kind of what happened with the shot he hit you with.
Yeah.
Did it stun you? Was it something that maybe you saw or that he was doing?
I don't know. Apparently I didn't see it because he put me down and finished the fight. So apparently I didn't see it. No, like I said, I mean, you come with a good right. I mean, like I said, heavyweight division, you got 4-ounce gloves on. You don't have to hit hard. You're not big. You know, he weighed 246. He had a lot of behind that weight. You know, a lot of punch behind that weight. A lot of weight. I'm talking too fast here. He had a weight behind that punch. You know, he caught with a good punch. You know, I lost.
And I, you know, it's hard to look back the last 2.5 years when you just lose. But can you kind of encapsulate what the last 2.5 years have meant to you as heavyweight champion?
Amazing. I was a champ. It was great. Loved life, you know. Thank you to the fans, the UFC. I mean, it was great. I mean, listen, I'm not done. You know, I'm going to take some time, enjoy myself, and, you know.
Stipe, right here. It seems like this DC versus Brock Lesnar fight is going to happen next. Obviously, you know, fighting Brock Lesnar, a massive payday, life-changing type of stuff. Do you think going forward, any part of you is going to kind of think about the what if you would come out of this fight on top?
I'm having a daughter. That's pretty much life-changing. I don't know about that, but listen, like I said, I don't worry about anything else until, you know, task at hand. And listen, tonight was, you know, I had a task at hand, and fortunately it wasn't my night, you know. He was a better man, but not right now. I'm going to go home and, you know, enjoy my child, and I'll figure it out from there.
Well, hopefully this is the last question, but who do you think wins that fight between DC?
I really don't care. Honestly, at least my worries.
That is the least of his worries. Of course, he was pretty busted up himself, of course, the former world heavyweight champion. Hey, the guy was really a formidable guy, no doubt about it. But here's what's up. In the world of the UFC, the title record for defenses is 2. That's right, 2 title defenses. If you've been able to defend your title twice, as did the aforementioned Mr. Stipe Miocic there, you hold a record. Holy cow. Talk about legacy. That doesn't say much for your legacy or your longevity in the world of the UFC, especially as the heavyweight champion. Think about that. He was a champion for 2 years. Outside of that, you know, Cain Velasquez was champion for a while, but he didn't fight. He got hurt in this net. July 7th, 2018, T-Mobile Arena, Paradise, Nevada. Call it Las Vegas. 17,000 in attendance. The gate was $5,677,000. More power to the UFC. I thought the fight that was really missed on this card, of course, was, man, the Brian Ortega-Max Holloway fight. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But, all right, we'll talk about it now. The fact that it didn't happen is Max Holloway's fault. Because, you know, Max got hurt. Max should have said right then and there, guess what? I'm hurt. I've got a concussion. I'm seeing 3 people. I'm slurring my words. My trainer should have stepped up and, you know, told the doctors, guess what? I'm not ready to fight. I can't fight. Of course, he was just pulled out of a fight about 6 or 8 weeks ago when he was supposed to take on Khabib for the lightweight title when Tony Ferguson got hurt at the last minute and they needed a lightweight challenger at 155. Mr. Holloway said he'd make it. The 145-pound champion couldn't make 155. In fact, doctors had to stop him from that weight loss that he was going through. In other words, people told doctors what he was going through, the extremes he was going through, to try to make 155, and they put a halt to that a couple days before, and somebody else stepped in. But at the end of the day, Max Holloway fought at 145 for primarily most of his career. But 155, that would have been biting off a little bit too much, especially at that last minute. I mean, people would have said, you know, well, if he would have lost, he would have still been champion and went back to 145. The damage you would have taken, the body damage you would have taken, the time off his clock. And maybe his clock has no ticks left in it, because if he's slurring his words and they had to struggle to wake him up from a nap, okay, and he's lethargic, he doesn't know what's happening, he's not really working out to his abilities, this and that, something's wrong. This is a concussion. This is obviously a concussion, okay? And people know, his people know, the people on your team, they know, everybody knows, and most basically, more primarily, you know, and you need to be honest with you. I mean, Dr. Netta Sati, of course, the neurologist, a neurosurgeon from New York City, part of the New York City Athletic Commission, he's talked on this show in the past how it's the responsibility of the athlete, because nobody knows what's going on inside your head, man. Nobody knows if that that punch you took or that knock you took with the helmet to helmet in football put you in another world. Nobody really knows. The only one that knows is you. And as long as you're not being honest with yourself and honest with everybody else, you lay the potential there to get killed. Because this is contact sports, man. This is not ping pong. Ping pong, I understand. This is contact sports, combat sports. At the end of the day, you need to be able to give your all. You are tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Talking MMA, baby. Open phone lines around the planet. 1-800-878-PLAY. And the text line, 415-275-1613. That's 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the MMA Hour, live on Sports Byline.
I'm going to go home, hang out with my wife, my dogs, get the baby set up, and then we'll figure it out from there. I'm tired right now. I just want to go home and hang out. And
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. Call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free, confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warrantech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
So obviously the talk of the town is Cormier versus Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar, the current world wrestling entertainment. God, that kills me. I don't like sports entertainment at all. I like pro wrestling, but I despise sports entertainment. I despise the creator of it. I despise the entire process. I mean, it's terrible. I really think it takes away. It doesn't allow guys to be themselves. The bottom line is, at the end of the day, Vince McMahon took something that was pretty cool, and I thought he ruined it. Of course, there's still pro wrestling around, like New Japan Pro Wrestling was in San Francisco this past week. But for the most part, when people want to talk about pro wrestling and think of it, sports entertainment, of course, and the World Wrestling Entertainment. Now, the fight people want to talk about. People want to talk about, of course, Brock Lesnar. Brock Lesnar this, Brock Lesnar that. But Brock Lesnar was evidently going to challenge either Stipe Miocic if he won or Cormier if he won for the heavyweight championship. That's what he wanted to do. Of course, a former UFC champion himself. He has a limited MMA career. I'm talking about Brock Lesnar. Of course, Brock lost a couple of fights. And, you know, Brock is that one fight where, you know, there were times in Brock Lesnar's career where maybe if it wasn't Brock Lesnar, they would have stopped the fight and he would have lost, okay? But there were a couple of fights in which he was the benefit of some questionable judging, some questionable refereeing. But at the end of the day, he's still a beast. There's no doubt about it. And he against Daniel Cormier, of course, wrestler against wrestler. And, you know, you got to look at it this way. Cormier is a world amateur champion wrestler, okay? Brock Lesnar, I think he was a U.S. national champion, okay, as a heavyweight. Big difference. Big difference. A guy that walks around like at 260 against a guy that walks around maybe 220 and he's fat. And he's fat maybe at 210. Okay, because Cormier, listen, let's be honest. Cormier, you know, he put on some weight for this fight, but, you know, weight in Daniel Cormier, although it worked to his advantage here, I don't think it'll work to his advantage in the future. I really don't. I thought he should have relied on speed, this and that. But who am I to say? He got the job done. Like less than 5 minutes, he knocked out the champ. But of course, they're talking Lesnar and Cormier. But what about Lesnar and those steroids, baby? Let's see what Dana has to say about that.
Champion, and you know, now he's got a big fight ahead of him. You know, a big fight, big payday, and it couldn't happen to a better guy. He's an incredible ambassador for the sport. I said a long time ago, I told Daniel, if you're my champion for the rest of my career, I'll be a very happy man. He's a great analyst. He does a great job on television. I just can't say enough good things about the guy, and I'm really happy for him.
I mean, just to get it clear on the record, it seems obvious the Lesnar fight is next for him. You can say that for a fact that is the fight that's being booked.
Yeah, well, we're definitely going to make that fight. So Lesnar hit me up a couple days ago and says, sorry I went dark on you, but I had some stuff I had to take care of, and I'm going to come to the fight this weekend. Okay. See you Saturday. You know, he came here tonight. He was all fired up, if you couldn't tell. I mean, right when he got to my seat on the side, he was acting like a lunatic. He was fired up and excited for this fight. His gut told him Stipe because he felt that Cormier put too much weight on for this fight. He thought it was going to affect him. And it didn't.
The second half of the year calendar was announced tonight. Is there a date on that calendar that makes sense for this fight?
I don't know right now. You know, we're still we had this night tonight. We got July 28th, and then we can really start working on the end of the year stuff. You know, September, October, November, December.
And last thing on this fight, I mean, it's not the fun side to talk about, but it's real. I mean, there's USADA issues, right? I mean, there's time away. There's, you know, pinning it. So has he been testing? Is he going to be? What can you tell us?
So the process has started. They started the process last week. I don't know where they are in the process, but he's going to pop up on the board here soon, nice. Monday or Tuesday, or I don't know. I don't know where they are in the process. Huh?
That fighter X wasn't him.
What do you say?
That Fighter X wasn't him. There was an anonymous fighter at one point that was listed on the USADA roster.
I have no idea.
Dana White, of course, talking about Brock Lesnar. Brock coming back to the world of mixed martial arts. They will do this later this year. This fight is hot. It's happening, of course. Cormier versus Brock Lesnar. A battle of wrestlers. But one weighs about 285 pounds. The other one weighs about 225 pounds at max. I'm going to go with the bigger guy here. I'm sorry, man. We'll hear from Cormier in the next segment of the MMA Hour, but I got to tell you, I've got to go with Brock Lesnar, hands down. Now, I might be wrong, and I'm willing to admit I was wrong. Of course, Stipe Miocic, I thought, would beat Cormier. I thought he'd beat Cormier pretty easily. Didn't happen. Didn't work out that way. The co-feature, I thought Francis Ngannou was being put in an easy fight. That didn't turn out. Of course, Francis Ngannou, who in his last fight, challenged Stipe Miocic, went 5 rounds for the World Heavyweight Championship, knocked Stipe around in the first round, but lost the last 4 rounds decisively. Anyway, he is a loser last night, 29-28, 29-28, meaning 2 rounds of one, and 30-27, 3 rounds of zip, to Derek Lewis. Derek Lewis has been knocked out twice before. Derek Lewis supposedly had a soft chin. Derek Lewis supposedly the perfect patsy for this guy to come back. The monster, Francis Ngannou. Remember, you remember Dana put that that high performance drink out for him, all this kind of good stuff. They had a brand. They had a brand all around him, man. But you got to win the title before they do this to you. You know what I'm saying? You can't give them stuff like, hey, here, we're going to give you all this stuff, but you're not champion yet, because it didn't work out. Ngannou, you know, didn't live up to the reputation of being the killer that they thought he was. I said, after scoring that first round rocking of Stipe Miocic, he did nothing in that fight. Went five rounds, lost going away on the scorecards. Last night, as I said, lost going to Derek Lewis. Maybe it's time to reanalyze what Francis Ngannou was all about. A bully! That's right. Get it, baby. A bully. Mike Perry in a welterweight bout, 170, beat Paul Felder. It was a split decision. 29-28, two rounds to one. Twice for him, and one judge had it, two rounds, one for Mr. Felder. Anthony Pettis, a former lightweight champion, fighting at 157.5 pounds, a catchweight fight. Of course, the lightweight limit being 155. Pettis has had some problems making weight, but that was at 145. He took on Michael Chiesa, and he submitted him with a triangle armbar, 52 seconds in round number two. So straight up, the former lightweight champion, Anthony Pettis, back in the mix, baby. Light heavy and Khalil Roundtree stopped Golkansaki. That was in the first round, 136, with a TKO and punches. Of course, it was a light heavyweight battle. I'm looking at the rest of the card. Nothing here to really get all excited about. Uriah Hall was a loser again. He lost to Paulo Costa. Uriah Hall, former challenger, former title challenger, or take that back, a gatekeeper of sorts. Anyway, some of the other fighters on the card, I don't know. Dan Hooker beat Gilbert Burns, and Emily Whitmire beat Jamie Moyle. That was in a women's strawweight bout at 115 pounds. Go, girls, that's happening. I don't like women's fight, because women fight, I told you this before, they always give their all. There's just no doubt about it. They realize that the entire sport rests on their shoulders. I won't say never, because there's never such thing as never, but especially in sports, but rarely do you see women dog it out. Men, they'll dog it out all the time. I mean, think about the former, the WBO champion as far as Tyson Fury, and, you know, he dogged it out. Guys just don't have it, man. I don't know what more to say. I mean, when Joseph Parker fought Anthony Joshua a few months ago, he didn't even try to win. And you're in a heavyweight title fight, you're undefeated, you hold a portion of the World Heavyweight Championship, and you don't try to impose your will. You follow this guy around and be as like his lap dog for 12 rounds for the most part. Man, I'm telling you, that was such a disappointing performance by Parker. Parker's people, Kevin Barry, of course, the guy that was knocked out by Evander Holyfield in the 1984 Olympics. Of course, Holyfield disqualified. They said, stop! The referee said, stop. Holyfield threw a left hook, knocked Barry out. That's Barry's claim to fame. Of course, Barry also trained David Tua, but he had Joseph Parker. And, you know, sorry, Mr. Barry, but you had David Tua, and David Tua, you know, he did nothing against Lennox Lewis. In fact, he failed miserably in that 12-round fight against Lennox Lewis. So you've had two heavyweight champions or two heavyweight title challengers, and in both instances, they have failed miserably. Why is that, Kevin Barry? You let me know. You are tuned to the MMA Hour live here on Sports Byline. Open phone lines around the planet, 1-800-878-PLAY. That's 1-800-878-7570. I'll get to some texts in the next segment. We'll also hear from the current world heavyweight champion. Hard for me to say this because I'm just stunned. I'm talking about Daniel Cormier. That's right. Man, DC, call him what you want. We heard Dana say nothing but great things, nothing but, you know, there's nothing but nice things you can say about this guy. Although his attitude did change a little bit when he became champion. I mean, he tried to be John Jones. He tried to do a little of the ghetto thing. But it's sort of like, you know, you can't, not everybody's the Muhammad Ali. You just can't do that Ali thing if you're not Ali. I mean, you can try to steal a little bit, but, you know, he was trying to do his thing and trying to be showboaty and this and that and talk some smack. And Cormier just doesn't come across talking ghetto. He's a white boy as far as a black guy's concerned. At least from my perspective, he's college educated. I mean, smart kid, no doubt about it. But he's not your ghetto type of guy, no way, no how. Of course, this is the MMA Hour live on Sports Byline. If you are listening to the show, I thank you so much for tuning in. Of course, you can be doing anything in the world right now. You're listening to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we appreciate that. Don't forget, the MMA Hour, of course, live on Sports Byline here on Sundays. Some of the upcoming UFC events, of course, Junior Dos Santos, a former World Heavyweight Champion when he was last seen in a big fight, got knocked out by Stipe Miocic for the World Heavyweight title. Of course, he's coming back. He's taking on a guy by the name of, Blagoy Avanov. You think he's Russian? I think so. Of course, Dos Santos, a former heavyweight champion, tough guy, no doubt about it, but one of the best boxers in the world as far as the world of mixed martial arts was concerned. But, you know, he just didn't bring his A game, not when he fought Miocic. Anyway, the Russian here is, he's got 16 wins, 2 losses, take that back, 16-1-1, one no contest. What's that for? Probably Flintstone Vitamins. Anyway, Blagna Ivanov, Tough dude, no doubt about it. Junior Dos Santos hooking up with a heavyweight. That's going to go down, I believe, the 14th from Boise, Idaho, the MMA capital of the world. Not really, but think about it that way. It was the boxing capital of the world for a couple of times. Don King and I went there once. We tried to put on an event in Boise, and that didn't go over too well. Let's just put it that way. Didn't go over too well. We left Boise unhappy. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, talking MMA, baby.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
I don't know, man. I guess I don't know.
Now, let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
If you or someone you love suffers from drug addiction, now is the time to utilize your private health insurance PPO plan. If eligible, receive up to $30,000 or more in substance abuse benefits with low or no out-of-pocket cost. We are the National Treatment Network, the premier drug and alcohol treatment referral service operating 24/7. We help connect you with facilities nationwide that accepts PPO private health insurance for substance abuse. If you have PPO substance abuse coverage and you need immediate admittance to a medical detox or residential rehab treatment center, call us now. Call our live referral helpline today. The call is free. This program is not available to Medicare or Medicaid customers.
Call 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. That's 800-296-1252.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful. It holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists. Thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Daniel, give us your thoughts right now.
I don't know, man. I thought the fight was going well. I don't even know what happened. It's like I got kicked in the head. Oh, man. I'm so disappointed.
You know, I don't think it's a good idea to interview fighters after they've been knocked out, but I really wanted to give you a chance to express yourself. I know this was an incredible moment for you. It was very emotional. What can you say at all about this and the rivalry between you and John?
I don't know, man. I guess if you win both fights, there is no rivalry, so... I don't know.
Thank you for everything, Daniel. Daniel Cormier, ladies and gentlemen.
Now, back to Pedro Fernandez with the MMA Hour.
That's DC, baby, from the low point to the high point, capturing the World Heavyweight Championship Horse July 7, 2018, knocking out Stipe Miocic in the very first round. You got to give him all kinds of props. He's climbed back from the depths. I mean, he was knocked out. I thought he should be given, should not have been given back the light heavyweight championship. Of course, John Jones tested positive for steroids. I don't think he should be giving away the title right back like that. But then again, he was the best light heavyweight in the world. And now he's the best heavyweight in the world. So let's hear from the new champion.
Daniel Cormier is joining us. What an honor this is. Daniel, congratulations, my friend.
It's amazing, Ariel. It's amazing. Oh, man, I don't even know how to put it into words. And you know I'm not sure for words, son. You've known me a long time and know that I am long on words. But, man, I don't know how to even explain this.
Well, let's start with this. What happened to the hand? I see you got it wrapped up.
I just hit him as hard as I could. And he's a big, tough guy. You know, it's like when I hit him, I don't know.
Did you split the knuckle or did it swell?
It looks like it's kind of
– X-ray?
Yeah, I'm going to get an X-ray tomorrow. But it's kind of like a – it's a little bit here in the knuckle. So I don't know what it is. As long as it's not here where I broke the bone.
Let's start from the beginning here because there is so much that we have to digest. But I want to start at the beginning. Was the fight going as you expected or did you adjust as it went on? Was he tougher than you thought? What was happening early on? Because it did seem like he was getting a little bit the better of you.
Yeah, well, I don't just go out there and fight, right? I have to figure out a guy's timing. I have to see how fast he is. I have to see how hard he hits and everything. And so I kind of wait, you know. And then by waiting, he showed me that – you know, he hit hard, but it wasn't anything abnormal. I mean, Rumble Johnson hit his hard. Dan Henderson hit his hard. Just long as nothing's landing clean. And then also, once I figured out that he wasn't so powerful, I was able to start walking him down. Mm. And, you know, once I start walking guys down, they tend to fade a little bit.
You look like you turned into a bit of a kickboxing match. I think when you rewatch this, you'll agree with me. But one of the most amazing things you did, DC, is you were in range the whole time. The shorter guy, the guy with the shorter arms, we always talk about as analysts, he's got to get inside. And guys use head movement. And guys jab their way in. You just step in. And the whole night, you were within 8 inches to him where you could have wrestled or you could have struck.
Yep.
And that was the one thing that I was observing. Even as Stipe was having his good moments, I was noticing Daniel's in range and he's not backing out of it. Am I seeing this correctly? Is that how you felt?
Yes, yes. I felt like I was always close enough to get my hands on him.
Are you seeing this for the first
time? Yeah,
this
is my first time.
Take us
highlights.
Through it, do you see?
Then I'm watching him and I'm hitting him with the jab. But right here, you see him kind of charging me. This is where he does a lot of his work. Right here is very important because the first clinch was a uppercut from that clinch. Then the second one, as we're backing out of the clinch, I throw the overhand. My boxing coach, Rosendo Sanchez, has been working on this, right, with me a lot. Working on me coming up the middle and then looping it around the side. But look at him. He's, like, really excited here. And by giving him a little bit of success early, he got a little bit overconfident and put himself in striking range in the dangerous position where I was able to get that big right hand off of him.
DC, when you dropped him, did you know it was the beginning of the end?
I did. Like, I hit him, and he fell. But I've seen him hurt before. He was hurt against Alistair Overeem. I just said, take your time. Don't rush and do anything crazy, you know. Kind of passed his legs down to step over and just hit him with a couple punches. It looked just like when Kane fought Lesnar. Kane didn't overextend. He went right into the position where you can get good, hard shots off to get the finish.
All right, you bring up Kane Velasquez, right? We can't help but wonder if there's going to be some drama there. Not to get something going, but let me ask you this. I'm not done yet with the question.
Yeah.
How likely, how realistic is Brock Lesnar Daniel Cormier?
That's realistic.
And, scale of 1 to 10, throw a number at me.
That's a 10.
Really?
That's a 10. That's a fight that's going to happen because I can, you know, Curtis Blaydes is a good young heavyweight. Mm. Pick Stipe Miocic to beat me tonight, but he'll never share the octagon with me. It's not a big enough fight. I'm only fighting big fights now. It's not going to be fighting guys like Curtis Blaydes and those young guys. I'm not going to war with these guys for less money and not big enough fights. I want big fights. I'm 39 years old. Right?
39 years
I am
young.
39 years old. I mean, how many 39-year-olds can go in there and do what I did tonight? You know, it was a great thing. And you know, man, more than anything, you know, I've been dogged by my rival. And it's good to get something completely separate of him. Hmm. You know, for the ones that say stuff like, your light heavyweight title is not real, it's fake, how do you question the heavyweight championship? I got something completely outside of John Jones. And I think for me, that's more important than anything else that I did.
I appreciate that you bring that up because at the top of the show I said I wish there was a camera in Albuquerque, New Mexico on John Jones as he watches you do what he set out to do.
Not even set out to do. He wasn't going to do it. He was afraid. He was not going to go up and fight a heavyweight. He said, it's one thing to fight a heavyweight, but it's another thing to fight a good heavyweight. And he wasn't going to do it. He wasn't going to go up to heavyweight and fight for this title. He might now because he's beat me twice, but it's a much different ball game up at heavyweight. If he
Daniel,
comes up
you
there.
Are bringing him into your moment right now.
No,
you're
no,
bringing
to,
him
no,
into
he
your
asked
moment.
A question, but it's fine. All right. Like, it's fine.
Well, you see, this is the thing about Daniel that I think people love about him is that he is not afraid to show his emotion. It
no.
is not uncommon for you to show your emotions in the cage. Exactly 12 months ago, almost to the day, you were in the cage crying. You were crying. You became a meme. You became a GIF. People were laughing at you crying. 12 months later, look what you have.
I know.
Are you able to process this?
Not really. It's destiny. Right? It's like destiny, man. Like, Chael, you've known me for a long time. And you've seen the ups and you've seen the downs. You saw the Olympics. You saw me lose to Cale Sanderson all those times. You saw me lose an MMA to another guy. You saw Gutsalov beat me. You saw the Iranian beat me. I've had a lot of opportunities to do something like this. And I've always fumbled it. And today I finally, maybe all those hiccups were to lead me to this moment right now on the biggest stage I could be. Right? Because if I would have won the Olympics, it's wrestling. This is not the platform.
Sure.
They don't get on ESPN. If I'd have won the NCAA championships, I'd have been on TV and then I'd have been gone. But as a UFC double champion, now the biggest platform I've ever had, and I get to enjoy it as a double champ.
Danny, I want to give you a hug so bad right now because I have known you a long time, and I'm so proud of you. I want to ask you one thing, though. And, Errol, I know you're wondering this too, but 2 weeks ago you came out in an interview and you simply said, I want to fight two more times. I'm going to do Stipe, and then I'm going to defend against Brock if things go well. Is that still where you're at?
Yeah, that's where I'm at. You know, I watched your video. You said DC failed himself. He said he was going to be 235. But the reason I stayed up, Chael, was because I was knocking guys down in practice. I was hitting guys, and they were falling with my hands. And I was like, wow, I haven't done this for a long time. So Bob Cook and Rosendo and Javier Mendez said, let's just stay heavy. You're carrying your power. You're fast. You're doing great. They were like, stay where you are. Do not lose any more weight.
There was plenty of compliments in that video for you, too, my friend.
No, I know there
was. It wasn't just the insult.
Let me tell you one thing. They kind of, you know, your employer, they just put one-minute clips. They don't put the whole video up there.
Now, DC, I have to ask you, Brock gets into the cage. He pushes you. I mean, it was quite the scene. A, did you know that he was going to be here? And B, were you bothered that he touched you?
You know, when I was, you know, I do sprints before I every fight. So I went out to the loading dock and did my sprints. As I was walking back in, Lesnar was showing up. But I just didn't pay attention to it. I was like, whatever. You know, what's he doing? Watching the fight? I've got bigger business to take care of, Stipe Miocic. But then I do my speech because I saw him sitting there. I was like, Brock Lesnar, get in here. Get in here and show yourself. And then he pushes me.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, really? You know, you put your big old hands on me, huh? But look, he'll pay for that later. I know it looks like WWE because Brock's from fake wrestling. But this is real. He can push me now, but come when we get into the octagon, I'm going to smash this dude. He hates getting punched in the face. I'm going to punch him over and over and over.
Any idea when this fight will happen?
No idea. I don't know yet. He's got to go through USADA. I think that takes 6 months.
Is he even in the pool? Do you know?
I think he started last week.
Okay.
So he's had I guess he came here to pick a fight.
Wow.
Brock Lesnar ain't showing up anywhere unless he's got fighting on his mind.
Hey, I'll tell you what. It didn't look fake to me. You know, I thought you were having some fun in there. I thought, oh, this is cool. Daniel's bringing him into his moment. But when Brock got in there and he pushed you and then he disgraced, you know, four-letter words to some of the
cussing.
Baddest dudes in the world.
He was
mad.
Yeah.
He put his hands on a commissioner. He put his hands on your coach. That got real, real fast.
Yeah, he's ridiculous. And then he leaves. He storms out like he's the man. I'm like, Brock, get out of my octagon. I got some pictures to take. Get out of my octagon, and I want to jump on the top of the octagon.
DC, it was a great line when you said, Brock, push me now, and I'll sleep you later. That was a great line, though, by the way.
Push me right now, and I'm going to beat his ass later on.
Daniel Cormier, of course, the current world heavyweight champion, the current world light heavyweight title holder as well, holding two belts simultaneously. Give him props for that. Of course, going to take on Brock Lesnar in a mega match. It'll probably bring a lot of people to the pay-per-view buys, no doubt about that. The buys will probably go through the roof. And, you know, got to give Brock Lesnar a little bit of credit because Daniel Cormier is going to come to fight. He's not going to back down. And he's right. Cormier's right. Brock Lesnar does not like to get hit in the face. I saw him get hit in the face and turn his back in a fight. I thought he should have been disqualified right then and there for cowardice, but they let it go. So, you know, it is what it is. But anyway, that's the heavyweight situation. Let's talk about the lightweight situation right now. I mean, we've got some great fighters lightweight, right? Khabib, of course, Khabib's undefeated now, like 25-0, the current lightweight champion. Now, of course, we've also got Conor. Conor McGregor, baby. What's happening with Conor? What's going on with Conor? I mean, will he ever fight again after making $50 million, whatever he made, fighting Floyd Mayweather, going 11, 10 plus rounds or something like that and failing because he ran out of gas? And the fact that, you know, Mayweather was just playing with him. That's all he was. Mayweather toyed with him for the entire time. First couple of rounds, Conor was trying to throw hard blows, but Mayweather picked most of those off and just wore him down. He got tired, and at the end of the day, you know, Conor McGregor was just too tired to continue. But, you know, the incident with the bus where they threw stuff and broke glass in a bus in New York City and things like that, of course, I don't know if police charges are still pending on that. I know that the UFC is going to do their best to get that to go away. They want it to go away because, you know, it looks good for maybe promoting a fight that these guys did something crazy, but it's still a criminal act. I mean, you don't break glass in a bus window and people get glass in their eye and this and that, and that's serious stuff. So, you know, Conor's going to probably have to answer that, probably end up paying a big civil fine. I think that's what the way it'll go down. It'll go down civilly. I think Conor McGregor will end up paying, like, you know, some lawsuits here and some lawsuits there, and before you know it. Or the UFC and Dana will step in and tell all the people that wanted to sue him, don't sue him, I'll take care of you. You know, Dana's BS. Don't sue him, I'll take care of you. So maybe that's going to go down as well. But Conor was the lightweight champion. Of course, Khabib is a lightweight champion now. That would be a mega match. Conor and Khabib. Khabib probably, I think, would be favored. I think Khabib hits harder. I think Khabib's a stronger guy. I think Conor McGregor is vastly overrated. I really, really do. I think, you know, the fact that Nate Diaz, I mean, the Diaz, but, you know, Diaz beat him. Diaz beat him the first time around. And the second time, of course, you know, they played some games and Mr. Diaz wasn't in the best condition he could be in. I mean, it was pretty obvious he was struggling down the stretch there. Instead of being the bigger guy in the fourth and fifth round and being stronger, Diaz wasn't, which was a major change from the first fight. First fight was all about, you know, the Diaz brother being big, strong, and doing his thing against Conor. Second fight, not so much. Conor McGregor, though, is one of the most colorful characters in combat sports, no doubt about that. So win, lose, or draw, he's going to draw people to the event no matter what. What do I think about him and Khabib? It's over for Conor, baby. You're tuned to the MMA Hour, live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, SiriusXM Satellite Radio, the American Forces Network, Cable Radio Network Channel 2, TuneIn.com, Stitcher.com, iTunes. I keep going, but the bottom line is you're tuned to MMA, baby. Talking MMA on Sports Byline.
This is real. He can push me now, but come when we get into the octagon, I'm going to smash this dude. He hates getting punched in the face. I'm going to punch him over and over and over.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
Are you an inventor who would like to try to have an invention or idea patented and submitted to companies? But you don't know what to do next? Call for free information from InventHelp. InventHelp, a leading inventor service company, has been helping inventors since 1984 and has sales offices located in more than 60 cities nationwide. You'll want to talk to the company that has helped secure more than 7,000 invention patents. So call InventHelp. Even if you have an idea for improving an existing product and don't know where to go with it, you'll still want to call InventHelp for free information. You'll find out how InventHelp may assist you in trying to patent your invention and submit it to companies. So call now.
Call InventHelp at 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. Get your free information by dialing 1-800-316-1738. That's 1-800-316-1738. 1-800-316-1738.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a one-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Now, more of the MMA Hour with Pedro Fernandez.
6 days away from Manny Pacquiao and Lucas Matisse. That'll be on ESPN next Saturday. Check it out. It'll be a great fight for 12 rounds, I think. I don't think it'll go 12. If both guys are in prime condition, I think that they will be. I think that Lucas Matisse should probably win this fight going down the stretch based on the fact that he punches harder, based on the fact he's a bigger guy naturally, and based on the fact that Manny Pacquiao is an old bus driver that's currently a senator for the for the Filipino government, soon to be president as well. Of course, I told you he's going to run on some conservative platform. Manny's anti-gay. He's anti-everything, man. Manny's like a right-wing religious zealot. I mean, he drinks virgin blood. So what I'm trying to tell you is next week you get to see the guy that drinks virgin blood on TV for free, taking on Lucas Matisse, ESPN Plus, next Saturday night, like live from Kuala Lumpur. That's right, Malaysia, baby. They're rocking in Malaysia. I mean, we tried to do a deal. Harold Smith and I tried to do a deal in Malaysia one time. He took me to Malaysia. And it was, you know, we had a good time, but not a place I want to return to. So I wish the people the best of luck there. I hope it's a great event. Of course, it'll be the swan song for the Filipino senator. I really do think this will be it for Manny. I think that Manny can maybe fight one more time in the Philippines, maybe a send-off performance against somebody like me, somebody certain to knock out. But the fight he should have went for, the fight that people really should have been clamoring for, was he and Terrence Bud Crawford. Of course, Crawford then the junior welterweight champion. I tried to implore Crawford to go over to the Philippines to fight Manny Pacquiao in an outdoor arena in front of a million people. And he said, I'm an American. I only fight in America. Turkey, you're the world champion. It doesn't say America. You were the world champion. Anyway, bottom line is he squandered away millions and millions of dollars. I think it would have been a pretty easy payday for him. You are tuned to Ring Talk live worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Of course, Ring Talk comes to you each and every Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time for an hour. And then again on Sunday for 2 hours. Two different shows, two different days, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern time. And, of course, 8 o'clock in the morning, both Saturday and Sunday, in the 50th state, Honolulu, Hawaii. I say that for my buddy Rolando out there. You are tuned to the longest-running fight show in history, Ring Talk live worldwide. And I know you can be doing anything you want in this world, but right now, you're listening to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, and I thank you from the bottom of my heart. This is Ring Talk Live Worldwide.